your stupid dinner plate. Not a dinner plate. You're not a black picker bird either.
Excuse me, I just have to calibrate myself. Can you hear me when I say this?
Is that you talking, origami bird?
Good. And can you hear me when I say this?
Of course I can. What do you want?
Obviously not. Good. Well, your hearing range tops out at 16 kilohertz. So, is this comfortable for you? No harmonics screeching in the upper register? Good. I can use those as data channels. Now, how many of me can you see?
One.
Good.
What are you?
We'll come to that in a minute. Just how many of me now, please?
Oh, for God's sake! Thousands! Mirrored into infinity!
I see. Still infinite in extent, but at least we're homing in on the right dimensional matrix. Good. No, the answer is an orange and two lemons.
Lemons?
If I have three lemons and three oranges, and I lose two oranges and a lemon, what do I have left?
Huh?
So you think the time flows that way, do you? Interesting.
Whatever.
Well, I can tell you that in your universe, you move freely in three dimensions that you call space. You move in a straight line in a fourth, which you call time, and stay rooted to one place in a fifth, which is the first fundamental of probability. After that, it gets complicated. And there's all sorts of stuff going on in dimensions 13 to 22 that you really wouldn't want to know about.
How the hell do you know?
I am the guide. In your universe, I am your guide. In fact, I inhabit what is technically known as the whole sort of general mishmash.